You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the You Know What, Dude podcast. This is a special edition where Robert goes one-on-one with some of the most interesting people in the world, or at least in his world. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
The You Know What, Dude podcast. One on one.
One, two.
What'd you do to your mic? You fixed your mic because you're
good.
An asshole.
It's good.
No, it's not. It's not. It's over there. It's got to be in the middle. Let's twist it up. Let me hear you.
You know that I know. It's fine. You don't have to eat this mic. It's it's all over. It's fine.
It's not fine. Is it fine?
Don't fart.
If you fart in your face? Me,
you just tilted. You did a pike position to fart. I hate farting. I feel like it's terrible.
So, I'm with John Ailes.
Hi.
AKA Rehab.
I do other things too.
AKA on better things. AKA actor. AKA all kinds of shit.
One of those journeymen.
We're walking through the West Village right now.
Passing Insomnia Cookies, which makes me want to eat three cookies.
Yeah.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
What's up, man?
How you doing, brother? Good to see you too.
I think I met that guy too, right?
He was in an audition I went last week, which just scares me. You know, when you go in and you're auditioning for something and there's a bunch of
beast.
Just a bunch of chubby ginger guys with beards. It's like, oh, what are they thinking of me? It made me literally start going to the gym again. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, I've been in the room with just the most awkward mix of people that make you realize what a filthy pig you must be.
Unfucking believable, right?
Unbelievable.
So you're in New York. What are you... You're here. You got an acting gig.
Got an acting gig. I'm doing a gig. I'm playing
Sneaky Pete.
I'm doing Sneaky Pete. I'm playing a very forceful personality on Sneaky Pete.
What does that mean?
I take charge of people. I'm tough. I'm tough.
You're tough.
I'm a tough motherfucker.
So you have people do it for
it's
you.
It's hard for. Well, I don't want to tip my hand, but. Nothing is off limits for me. I'll get my hands dirty. Yes, very dirty.
But you don't look. Where are we going for coffee, by the way?
What do you coffee bean? What
right,
do you
no,
like?
Right here. There's a great coffee place right here. You know this place?
Oh yeah, this place is the best.
Oh come on, you don't
What's
know
it? What's it called?
It's right over here, dude. It's
Rice the, cream sherbet?
No, it's the coffee pita.
Manusha?
No, not that.
Oh, the original what?
No, not this place.
Funeral home. Bobby, do you have something to tell me?
No. A coffee place right here. But here's the deal. What's cool about, you know, what we just got out of, what I want to kind of talk about real quick.
Let's talk
and
about
And that
it.
You're great at.
Okay.
Because it's one thing to be a good actor, but if you don't book a gig, no one will ever fucking know.
Right. And how lucky
Except
are we that we actually get to do it from time
yeah.
to time.
Smell the coffee?
Oh, that does smell delicious.
Yeah, right? You never went to this place right here?
This is like two assholes on their feet getting coffee.
Yeah. This is. It's a one-on-one walk right here. How you doing?
It's Excuse good. Me. It's a little too much flavor. Oh, will they actually make it for you as
yeah,
well
right
as
in the
grind
back.
It? Okay, okay.
Yeah, you get a nice cup of coffee right here.
Oh, this looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to play this music over there?
I don't know. So anyways, well, now that you said something.
Yeah, someone's going to have to find
so
out.
So here's the deal.
What you think? What do you
You're,
think?
You're, auditioning is a whole nother game.
That's right.
And if you can't audition well, you're not going to get... You might get stuff given to you because you fit it perfect or somebody knows... Hey, how you doing? What do you want?
Double espresso, please. You?
I'll have a double espresso, too, with a little bit of cream.
Me, too.
And a Splenda.
Raw sugar, I'll find it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, raw Thank sugar. You. All right, we're over here. Okay. But you,
Yeah, you're talking about auditioning.
Yeah, like it's another beast.
Yes, it is.
Going into a room with one other person, or usually two other people, and
that's different than it used to be too. You always used to see a room full of producers.
What happened with that?
Producers started losing, you know, they have, now that producers have so much less, put that away, now that producers have so much less profit because they have to do half the episodes on a cable show.
Yeah.
They have to spend their time wisely. They have way less time in prep.
Really?
So they prefer, well, and also the digital age helps it bring all the audition tapes right to them. Press of a button. In the old days, they used to have to run tapes around town. In the old days, I mean 7 years ago, six
So they'd
years
rather
ago.
Just be in the room and watch
They'd rather
live.
Just watch what the casting director, nowadays, it's what the casting, a lot of times it's going to be the casting director's pull.
What they
from all, yeah, who they think are the best four or five. But then they'll give them the secondary reel too, I'm sure.
I'm sure?
Oh, who knows? God damn it. Who knows? That, I mean, it's just really, it's a really tough gig, and everyone who's just starting out just has to know the layers of tough are tougher and tougher. But as you say, auditioning has become now you walking in with a casting director, their associate, meaning a person who's training under them and works for them, with them, that person who isn't.
And then it goes into the abyss.
It does, but... for instance, how I got this Sneaky Pete thing. Actors have to be very clever now, and there are ways now that you can be. I was on...
Like, this is what I want to know. What is this clever shit?
Well, this is a tough one. You have to use your relationships in a wise way, right? I happen to know people who make television who have hired me before for movies or television.
Together or separately?
Together, thank you. You want a cookie or something?
No.
Okay. You don't want a cookie? No Rugalo?
I like arugula, but no. What's the top one?
Canel, like a custard filled.
No.
Should we each have...
Okay. No.
No, I don't want anything either. Is it cash only?
A card.
Oh, cool. Take that. Get miles.
Miles.
You got to fly to see my family. So I'm scouring through Instagram. You know, you go through Instagram and you see what people that you know are involved in.
Yeah.
I'm going through Instagram a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
Thank you. I see my friend, John Abnett, who's a great director and producer. Thank you. He posts scouting in Brooklyn for Sneaky Pete, a picture of himself with a crew member. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I write to my agent and manager an email right then. I'm like, hey, my friend John is on this show. I'd love to find any part that I can play. Like, what part can I play on this show? It doesn't have to be his, but now that I know he's on it, I know it's... something
right.
I definitely want to be on.
Okay.
And my agents happen to be looking through the breakdown, and they're like, hey, there's this part. It's not one. It's kind of serious. It's six, you know, five or six episodes.
Right.
And now it's my turn. Now I have to do what I know how to do, which is go get it. But in the old days, I wouldn't have known that project was happening, so you kind of have to have your ear to the grindstone.
Right.
And know what's getting made. And this really helped me understand that, oh, I know people.
Right.
And, you know, people just starting out.
Yep.
They follow people. Yeah, I'll sit with you.
There's a bench right over here. Come on.
Oh.
Yeah.
But people just starting out have to kind of, like, cull these relationships from the beginning. You have to start to learn how to use these relationships. Where are you walking? You're going to walk
right up? Yeah, we're walking right up there.
This is my neighborhood, you know.
So... okay, now, but okay, so that, you always have to keep your eyes and open.
Yes, right.
Because look, you're an actor. I'm an actor, comedian.
You're a good actor.
So my day job is kind of, you know, doing it.
That's right.
You know, I get to go and whatever, right? Fucking, you know, perform for money.
That's right. But well, that's the blessing of your job.
Right.
Your other job.
Right.
Right.
But when you're an actor, you gotta fucking find a way to get into that room.
That's real hard. I was just talking to a guy, a 50-year-old guy today, who all his friends in the room were like, this guy's a good actor. He should really get out there and do it. We've been telling him for years. And he has an awesome look, and he would be great if he were trained. Like, who knows? And he said, hey, I went to an acting class for a couple of years.
Yeah.
It's one of my... Oh, I didn't give that guy anything. Did I sign? I didn't give him any... We have to go give him a
tip.
Stop.
We'll give him something.
Fuck.
Okay.
I'm such a terrible person.
You're not a terrible person.
Oh, God. I love this neighborhood. Look, you can get a salad and then gelato.
What?
Okay.
You get what?
Salad there, gelato over there.
Right.
Okay, so he had had 2 years of an acting class. I said, hey, did you have a showcase after that? Because
yeah.
that is how you start.
A showcase.
Get some kind of showcase, right?
Okay, yeah.
Get a showcase. And he said, you know, we did have a showcase. I said, did, what happened from that? He said, nobody came to it.
Really?
And I said, oh, well, here's the thing. You should go get trained by someone who can bring people to that showcase. Because there are 4, 5, 6, 10 studios in New York City run by some pretty great acting teachers who at the end of their 2-year program, when you have your showcase, you get to do 2 scenes in front of 10, 15, 20 agencies. It's an incredible boon, but you cannot get eyeballs on your work in the beginning unless you get a leg up like that,
right,
or you get a job out of nowhere. How did you get your first job? How did you get your first agent?
My first acting job?
Yeah, like, was it strictly from comedy, or were you acting too?
No, it has nothing to do with comedy. It actually had to do with my acting teacher, Pete Kelly, who said there was a independent film shooting, a student film, half hour, and I wound up booking the lead.
Yeah.
And then from that, it was somebody else said they're doing a movie, and I went down and I got that. And then my acting teacher had the opportunity to do an off-Broadway at the BCC, 4 Dogs and a Bone. And
yeah.
at that time, you know, I was kind of a young dude, and I played, you know, he gave me a role in that.
4 Dogs and a Bone, why do I know? Was that Mamet?
No, that's John Patrick.
John Patrick Shanley?
Yeah, Shanley, yeah.
I remember that, except I don't remember what it was, because that's how my retention is. But that's a good story. See, that's a good thing. It's an example of what it is, which is at the beginning, you got to be your own salesperson. No one's going to do it if you can't sell yourself.
But here's the thing, is that now that you go into this room, okay, now I got this audition.
Me?
No,
or
me.
You?
I got
well, you're
this,
different.
I got this audition last of the week, right?
Right.
Okay, I go into the room, I get the part. I'm running it.
You did?
No, I get the part through the email. Follow
me. Oh, okay. Well, you just said you got the part, and I'm
wrong terminology.
To believe,
it's right. Wrong terminology.
Okay, for everyone listening, Bobby actually knows that he reads the part, and he says to himself,
"Yes."
What'd you say? Once you read it.
Well, I got the part.
The guy didn't put cream in this, right?
I like it.
Yeah, but he didn't put cream.
He
in
did that. Not.
I did not mix the sugar.
No, he did not put cream in. But I don't care. This is,
you can go to Bar
this
Pete
is the greatest
it's
coffee
good.
Ever, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
how great
you're
is this
right.
coffee?
It doesn't need cream. It's so mellow.
It is, right? It's
That's
mellow
right.
and creamy itself.
Uh-huh. It's got cream.
But here's the thing. Like, I get this audition. I'm reading it back and forth, you know, spaghetti reading, getting the lines down. You know, I have my wife read it with me a couple times. But then, you know, I'm like, oh, I got it, basically. And I don't, you know, it's like, I go in, I do the audition, and they're like, oh, it's great. And, I mean, they never tell you don't do great.
Right.
I mean, it was great, and I love it. And I'm like, you want me to do it again? And you no, that was...
Right,
like,
of course. I nailed you
know,
it.
I nailed it, and then you're walking out. I go to Instagram. One of my friends who's a big guy like me. He's like, oh, I just left the audition at blah, 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 and I nailed it. I'm like, well, he fucking nailed it, too.
Right, well, look, that.
And then I'm like, I'll never...
Problem.
I'm never going to hear from these people again.
Well, that's got to change, too. That's something that's hard to really wrap your head around, too. So you have to believe that you get it. You know, you really do.
But, I work with you today, right?
Right. We worked on a scene together.
Yeah, but I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, okay. We started going over word by word, you know...
Last night we broke down the scene.
Last
the
night
phone.
We break
yeah.
down the scene.
That's right.
And then today we kind of work it out.
That's right.
And go through it and make some choices and blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, okay, I like... And it's like, oh, wait a minute. You don't just memorize the fucking lines.
Right,
you
got to
go
right.
through the... Why is he saying that? What did he say there? And
right,
blah,
that's
blah,
right.
Try this. And you need help. You can't just do this. I mean, look,
well,
I do. I think there'll
no,
be a certain...
actors need help. Actors
yes.
need a technique. First of all, if they don't have a technique...
What do you mean by that? Explain that. Sorry, there was a phone call.
From Dan.
Okay, yeah, from Dan Soda. But you said there's a process.
Right, so...
Every actor needs their process. Explain.
Every actor needs some kind of a process, right?
Like,
I trained in a a conservatory at Rutgers. Rutgers has an acting program built into their theater department that is a fine arts degree, right?
Yep.
So you audition to get into this program, you get in the program, and from the beginning, Bill Esper and his team of actors teach a technique called the Meisner technique.
Yes.
There are tons... And that's not working?
No, it is working. I'm sorry. I'm just making sure it's good.
So all the techniques in the world are all called something. There's the Meisner technique, there's the method, there's Stella Adler's training, there's Uta Hagen who trained. So all these people have a certain way of starting you from the beginning. And every actor needs to kind of learn those basic building blocks, or they're fighting a way of getting parts that just happen to be innately in them, right? There are certain actors who get parts from the beginning, who haven't trained at all, who have an understanding of how they go about it. For me, I start with this Meisner technique. You have to always understand how a character feels, right? So by looking at the scene and mapping out what's going on and what you need, you have to start from the beginning by, like, taking a temperature of yourself. How do I navigate through this set of lines?
Right.
And then once you get into that, you and I did it today a little bit. We gave ourselves actions, something that's very particular to each beat that lets you know that you have clarity in the beat. Am I protesting? Am I defending myself? Am I arguing? Am I shutting him down? Am I going in for the kill? These are things that actors get to do to make things clearer. And most actors don't get clear training like that. They just get scene work.
Yeah.
That's also valid, too. But you have to know what your process is when you go to an audition from the beginning. I do that all by myself, right? I like to work by myself.
Yeah.
But it's because I spent 3 years in fucking school. I did 20 hours a day doing that 6 days a week. And on the seventh day, you barely rest. You're always working. It's like one of those things that got ingrained in how I pick up a script. So if you don't have that, you lean on people like coaches. Me,
yeah.
I'm a coach to friends. I only work with friends who I think are great. You're a great actor innately, but you also are a comedian by first trade. So like you haven't trained in acting, so you don't really have this kind of vocabulary that I have, but you also have a really good understanding of how to make things real and funny and relatable. That's something that you're born with.
Yeah.
And if you don't have those things, you know, if you don't have something that you're born with too, then you have to kind of wonder, why am I acting? Because you have a great way of kind of being real.
Right.
And that's a really important thing, especially today, because stylistically, all that shit that you see on cable now, it's really come down to a very real, conversational way of kind of behaving.
Well, even comedy is real.
That's your pain.
That four camera shoot shit is dead.
Oh, that stuff. Dead. Dead. Yeah, that shit's dead.
So when you get a script, you're going to go in a room by yourself and spaghetti read the lines. Do you put them on your phone? What do you do?
Yeah, well, it's funny, man. Lately, there were a lot of parts in the summer that I was auditioning for that were based on real people. That you could find video on. There were like four or five characters.
Wow.
That were in big series, really great. Odd characters, really bizarre, different characters. Some were lawyers, some were prison workers, but there were video on all these guys. So that's one thing. I had to learn how to find a cadence that was like those guys. So yeah, I would listen to those videos. I would record those videos of those guys and run. When I do my run and stuff, I would just listen to them over and over again.
Yeah.
And...
But how do you get you get the script. How do you get your lines down?
Well, those I have to learn second nature. So I definitely read them. Once I've read the script, once I've read the scene five or six times, I'll record it with very little added emotional bullshit.
Right.
I'll just record the lines in a very kind of rote way, but in a conversational way.
Right, yeah.
So that I don't get any kind of like preconceived notions of how I'm going to say things, right? Yeah. You just kind of want to learn them. So, and then I'll run to the, I'll use those as the thing I listen to. Whenever you're going to listen to music in your headphones, I would listen to that for an hour or 2 hours. And then I'll read it many times before I go to sleep. 4, 5, 6 times before I go to sleep. And then when
and
I wake up...
And that's just reading it.
Read the
not
scene.
Saying
read the
it.
Scene, read the scene, right?
Right.
And then the next morning, I'll have it better because I will have slept on it, right? So the lines... You want to learn the lines as best as you can now by rote so that it means... So that they come to you just as second nature. It's just... That's the train track for the scene. And then what your partner does informs how you behave, right? Most of the time, the casting director isn't going to give you very much.
Nothing.
Right.
And it might be just a reader, an assistant.
Well, an assistant, that's when it becomes a real... That's when your chops are really tested. You have to imagine the scene partner coming out of that person's mouth.
Right.
Right? So you have to imagine what the lead in the show or whoever that scene partner is in your mind, you have to imagine what they're going to give you.
Yeah.
And you have to make it real. You have to make it organic. So you have to honestly respond to the imaginary side of the camera that isn't really as good as you want it to be most of the time. There are some casting directors who are great at giving you just as much as you need. You know, but then those associates that you're talking about, sometimes they're operating the camera and reading at the same time. That's so hard, dude. That is so hard. I think I got my first job ever this year on that situation. Where
I mean, it is stacked against you.
It's stacked not against everyone, though.
But I know, but you think that they would make it in your favor somehow. They would have better choices if they would hire people to actors to act with these people. Learn the character. And to act with these people.
You have to win your way to that position now.
Yeah, really.
You have to be up for a big part in order to get with the director or the producer who's going to give you what you need in that way.
Now,
so
when
you
they,
have to beat the system. You have to get through the casting director into that position.
So tomorrow I got to go in there at 2 o'clock.
You have to win that role tomorrow. That's yours. That's it.
Now, what are your suggestions to win it? You've seen me do it. We've done it a bunch of times. Now,
well,
what?
Let me tell you something that just came to me this year, which is really killing negative self-talk. Really, this is a meta way of looking. This is the work outside of the work that you've already done on the scene. You know the scene. You're going to be great in this scene. But you have to start believing right now that you're on that set. You're going into rehearsal tomorrow. In front of that camera, right? This is your part already.
Right.
So you have to really believe that.
And what does that give you going in the room?
It gives you the confidence to really go for it and not hold anything back. You're not going to get anything by holding back.
So let's go through this. I come in, I park the car.
Right.
I'm reading all morning.
Well, I'll tell you.
I get it to the place. I take my ID out. I start to get nervous. You get in the elevator. You go up. You
That's
look
right.
for the sign.
Right.
You probably get lost.
I'm always early.
Okay, and then you get in there and you sign the thing.
Get early. Be there early.
Okay, be there early.
First thing I do, I go into the bathroom.
Why?
I wash up. Always.
Okay.
Always wash up. Get the street off of you. There's a great... There was a clowning instructor that we had at college. His name is Leonard Petit, and it minimizes him by saying that that's what he teaches, because he's really one of the great physical stage actors I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But he used to teach an exercise called the Circus of the Gods, where we would imagine that we could do anything.
Okay.
We can walk into any room and lift the person sitting on the couch there and put them in the chair there, juggle the furniture, break down any wall. You had the power to do anything that your imagination has. This is something that I do from the bathroom onward. In my mind, I'm as invincible.
Now, what if you don't want to do that?
Well, that's okay, too.
You have to find your thing.
You have to find
but
your thing.
But it has to be positive. And it has to have some type of confidence in it.
It has to give you power and confidence, and also realize that the odds are stacked against everyone that's going in, and you, your belief in your talents to win this role have to be really top-notch in order to win the role. I really believe that, because they're looking in, when they watch that tape, they're dying for it to be you. They want it to be over. They don't want to watch any more tapes. They're going to watch
right.
all of them.
Yeah, that's right.
But they're going to be staring into this screen going, please be the guy I wrote. And that's also like, sometimes it's, sorry, guy, you were fucking great, but you don't look or sound at all like the writer thought.
Wow.
You know, so it's going to be.
Well, that's the thing, too, is that, you know, a lot of the roles I get are given to me because they wrote them for me because they saw me in something else.
Right, absolutely.
And I mean, there's nothing like that.
Well, and that happens very rarely. And Dennis wrote a pretty great part in a series for you just based on that. That's incredible. That happens very rarely.
Louis did this, you know. Louis
oh,
did the
baby.
Same thing.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look. I mean, you're leaning on your relationships in that. I mean, you didn't even have to lean on them in that case. But you know that the relationships that you built and the talent you have that has been spotted by great people is going to keep you afloat and continue to build on how your career is going to.
Let me ask. I'm going to rattle you some questions and try to answer them. Try to go through them speed round. Ready?
Clown.
Okay. You go in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You get upstairs.
Yep.
There's a guy. There's two guys in the elevator with you, following you.
Yeah.
Do you let them go first, or do you sign in first?
Who got there first?
All of you.
Who got in? Who's
you did?
But, I sign in first.
You sign in. You don't sit down, get ready, go to the bathroom.
No. Oh. It depends on if I need time. I mean.
So you don't take the time. If you don't need it, you know. So, but it,
I don't need the time when I get there, man. I'm done. Okay. I've already been outside in the car for an hour. I mean.
Okay. So there you go. So now you go and you sign in whenever. If you.
Yeah.
Okay. So now they call you in.
They do.
You walk into the room.
That's right. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
No one wants to shake your hand.
No, but don't shake hands.
Well, they don't want to most
okay,
of
so
the time.
Okay, so don't shake hands.
Well, how well do you know this cast? I hug and kiss some cast
okay,
directors.
But if you don't know them, don't shake hands. Now, do you want to sit or stand?
This depends on the scene. Yeah. This depends on the
what
scene.
What if it's either or?
I typically like to sit. If you're an
Why
actor
do you like
and you
to
want
sit?
To be an actor.
Yeah.
And you want to see an audition go pretty much as smoothly as it can, go watch Hugh Laurie audition for House. You can Google that on YouTube. You can check it out on YouTube. Hugh Laurie auditioning for House. Sitting in a chair, he's giving nothing, but he's built for that part.
Right.
And he's got the scenes down. It is great. He's sitting down. I don't know if one of the scenes needed to be standing or not. There are certain scenes that are unfair that they'll give you where it's too physical. And you have to be standing. You can't be sitting.
Yeah, like
for
with
that.
A grenade.
Dude, you I've had
to
ridiculous
kill somebody.
Building a whole, you know, pouring a whole coffee.
What do you do in that situation?
Well, hey, you know, a lot of times now, it's self-taping. So I spend a lot. That's a whole other conversation. But yeah, I mean,
self-taping is.
It's a whole beast.
It is. So what do you do? In the situation where they're like, look, you're supposed to be, you know, fighting a fire.
Right. Well, you've got to choose physical moments in the scene, and you have to have them mapped out, and you have to know what you're going to do physically, period.
Right.
And you have to keep it simple. You cannot be doing Borat, doing that whole scene for whatever it was. Do you remember what it was when he auditioned for...
Right.
Law and Order, and he does the whole episode. I forget what it was.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't go in there all over the room. They're going to laugh you out of there. You have to have points that are clear to you that you're going to, you know, you and I talked about physical stuff.
All right, let me ask you another question. Now, when you're doing a TV role or a film role, are you bigger on a TV role than you are on a film role?
No.
Or are you
all
subtle?
Well, I am from a subtle school of behavior anyway. I mean, I just think it's more appealing to watch when people are simple.
Right, okay.
So, I mean, I think but some stuff stylized though. You know, there's some stuff where I won't get it because it's broad, like
maybe I just didn't know the tone. But you got to know the tone of the show. If you're going in for Sunny in Philadelphia, Sunny in Philadelphia, that stuff's fairly broad.
Right.
So you kind of have to have an amplified sense of yourself there. But that's...
So now you do the part. You fuck up a line. Do you stop or you just finish?
You got to finish.
And then at the end, what do you say?
Casting
will tell you to do it again.
They will tell you to do it again if they think you have a shot at all, or if they have respect for you because they've had you in there before and they know you. You know, you and I have a different. You and I are journeymen who have been around, and people know us in these rooms, and they're going to be as helpful as they can. But a lot of people who don't come in prepared, if they fuck up lines and stuff like that, it's going to be great. Thanks.
Okay.
That hurts.
So now. So you do the part. Yeah. They say you did a great job. Would you like me to do it again? No, I think it's great. And then you leave the room. What do you do then? Do you throw the script out and never think about it again?
You're supposed to do that. I had a great great producer who was teaching an auditioning class for us, and he was like, always have something scheduled. Schedule something. Go to a movie. Go play golf. Do something fun. Get to your job. Do something except for think of that, because that'll kill you. There were a few parts in the last 6 months that one in particular that was like, I mean, one of those real life characters. I woke up as soon as I read it, it was mine in my brain. It was mine in my brain.
How'd the audition go?
I killed it.
And what happened?
A month goes by and I don't hear anything, and I know somebody who knows the director, and I'm like, bro, I want to contact this guy and figure out why he didn't call me back. And he's like, I know, that kind of hurts. And he didn't call him for me because I didn't ask him. And the next day I got a call back that I had to go back in 4 days in L.A. I was in New York at the time. So I had to go to L.A. to my home to audition for a director session.
And?
And then I was like, I feel bad for every actor that's coming in for this because I'm taking this away.
Okay.
It's mine. I'm born to get this.
Okay.
I killed it.
You leave the audition.
Right, you leave
now.
The audition. I feel sorry for all these bastards.
Yeah, yeah.
Casting calls my agents. He killed it. Great. He is considering the other guy. Okay. This is something I've heard for 25 years.
Yes.
I mean, that one hurts.
Yes.
This one, I actually went to an extra step, and I actually sent a video message to the director to
really?
Let him know how much I cared. And that stopped him for a week because he was about to cast the other guy. And it took him a week to lean on my passion for the thing before he wrote to me and said, buddy, it could have been you. It was not you. You know, the other guy was going to get this.
Who was it?
I don't know.
Shit! Fuck!
That one hurt a lot. But look, man, that shit's going to happen. I dreamt that one for 2 months that was mine. And that shit's going to happen. Yeah. This one that I'm doing right now, it happened on Instagram. As soon as I read it, I'm like, I'm getting this. And I got it. But and I felt that way about it, too.
Yeah.
I put the audition together myself, and that way
we should film something while you're in New York. Maybe write a scene together and film it.
Why haven't we done that before?
I don't know. I just thought of it right now.
I think that's pretty easy.
Yeah, you film it. I got the camera equipment. We'll use my iPhone. I got mics.
What?
I got lights. I got everything.
You're going to use your iPhone?
Fuck yeah. Why not? They do it all the time.
What we should do?
I just shot a movie on a fucking iPhone.
Let's use a flip phone.
Shut up. I didn't. What's his name did?
Who? Oh, the guy. Went and did the scene with him.
What's his name?
Are you allowed to say it?
What's his name? Yeah. The fuck is his name? The famous director.
The famous one. The guy who did King of the Hill.
No.
He did King of the Hill. Not the television series, the movie.
Yes.
Yes.
But he did Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11.
He did Liberace.
He did...
Come on. He's the biggest director out there.
Steven Soderbergh.
On an iPhone.
He shot you on an iPhone.
A movie.
Are you allowed to say that?
I just did. I mean, dude, come on.
Bobby was in a movie with Taron Tarzanberg.
You want to do it or
Soderbergh.
Not?
Yes, I've been dying to do it. We should be doing this all the time.
All right,
I told you we should write a pilot right away. I think we should write a pilot right away.
Well, maybe we should.
Just a two-hander. I mean, this is...
Let's figure out what it's going to be.
Okay, play women.
No,
you know.
Yeah, Tom Hanks and the other guy. Who's going to be the other guy?
They're both women, you jackass.
Yeah, I know, but one of them made it. The other one didn't.
Peter Scolari, he did 25 years on television. I think he made it just as much money as anybody.
Not as big as Hanks.
Yeah, but Hanks, he's married, you know.
All right, listen, I got to go do the other podcast. This has been a one-on-one special walking edition.
With coffee.
With, yes, with the amazing Sennheiser microphone. I want to say thank you to Sennheiser.
Sennheiser,
German.
We're big fans of the gear.
Very big fans
nice.
Of the gear. And I want to thank you, John Ailes, for helping with my audition. We will. This is a teaser. We're going to redo this podcast. Don't touch that.
I'm all good.
And we're going to redo this podcast if I get the part, after I do the part.
Bobby's getting this part.
We'll see. All right, we'll see you later. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
You know what, dude? One on one.
You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs. Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.